General Aviation is not clear of the cliff just yet. United launches its first international Dreamliner service, and relatives of a passenger on Jenny Rivera's plane are seeking the maintenance records. This is Aero News for Friday, January 4th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. While Congress reached a last-minute tax deal to avoid the fiscal cliff on Tuesday, its decision to move consideration of major budget cuts until the end of February presents potential threats to general aviation. Industry associations such as EAA warned that mandatory budget cuts at the FAA could cause delays in services such as aircraft certification, supplemental type certificate approval, and other administrative services. Essential services such as air traffic control and aviation safety operations would continue without any impact, according to FAA Administrator Michael Huerta. The delayed consideration of budget cuts, however, does create the potential for general aviation to be swept into a variety of omnibus spending and budget cut measures that would not be reviewed separately, which might include user fees and other taxation strategies. Doug McNair, EAA's Vice President of Government Relations, says, quote, EAA and other aviation groups will continue to monitor the budget situation closely and work with our allies on the Hill to minimize any adverse impact on general aviation, both immediately and in the long term. United Airlines introduced daily nonstop 787 Dreamliner service between its hub at Los Angeles International Airport and its hub at Tokyo Narita International Airport as of Thursday, January 3rd. The service, previously operated on a 777 aircraft, is the first regularly scheduled international route operated using United's 787 Dreamliner. United's 787 Dreamliner is configured with 36 seats in the United Business First, 70 seats in United Economy Plus, and 113 seats in United Economy. The airline says the aircraft will, quote, revolutionize the flying experience for United customers and crews while delivering unprecedented operating efficiency, comfort, and lower emissions, end quote. In a petition for discovery filed in Cook County, Illinois Circuit Court Wednesday, the relatives of singer Jenny Rivera's makeup artist, who was fatally injured when the plane in which he was a passenger went down, hoped to force Bombardier and Learjet to release the maintenance records for that airplane. The 1969 Lear 25 was cruising at about 28,000 feet when it apparently entered a steep dive from which it did not recover before impacting the ground in a mountainous region of Mexico on December the 9th. Six people, including the singer and the 78-year-old pilot, were fatally injured in the accident. The relatives of Rivera's makeup artist, Jacob Yabaley, are seeking any documents related to the operation, maintenance, and repair of the aircraft at any time during its service life. The filing was made in Chicago because Bombardier does a significant amount of business in the state of Illinois, according to a report in the Chicago Tribune. Starwood Management, which owned the plane, said it was always properly maintained and that it's possible that the older pilot suffered a heart attack which led to the accident. Iran has unveiled a new attack helicopter it calls the Tufan II or Storm II, which bears a striking resemblance to a Bell AH-1J Cobra. The new aircraft was first shown to the public and the media during naval military exercises that are taking place in an area bounded by the Strait of Hormuz and the Indian Ocean. The ceremony unveiling the aircraft was attended by Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Ahmad Vahidi, according to the Iranian television network press. Vahidi said that the helicopter is equipped with the country's latest, quote, indigenous achievements in electronics, optics, laser, and armament capabilities, end quote. He said that the aircraft will dramatically boost Iran's combat capabilities when the aircraft goes into production, but no timeline for that production was given. This aircraft joins two other new helicopters recently introduced by Iran. The Panha-1 and Panha-2 aircraft are the first helos to be built domestically in the country and are designed for operations and logistics missions. They can reportedly carry up to 8 and 14 passengers, respectively. Iran insists that its defense upgrades are based on deterrence and are not intended to pose a threat to other countries. When Aero News continues, Congress acts to protect American space launch capability, going back to where the buffalo once roamed, and a picture is worth a redesigned airman certificate.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Friday, January the 4th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation on Wednesday thanked members of Congress for the extension of government risk sharing for commercial launch companies. A bill to extend the current framework for 1 year passed the House and Senate in the closing hours of the 112th Congress and has been sent to the President for signature. The previous law expired on December 31, 2012. The Senate action on Monday and House action on Wednesday extends a liability risk-sharing regime created by Congress that requires commercial launch companies to purchase insurance for any reasonable risk of damage to third parties and provides an expedited appropriations backstop above the amount and below a statutory limit. Since it was first put into place in 1988, the regime has never been triggered, but it has provided risk management support to the industry and helped keep high-tech jobs here in America. The wreckage of a rare Brewster Buffalo fighter from World War II has been discovered in just 10 feet of water off the beach at Midway Island, a find that historians are calling, quote, an exciting discovery, end quote. The F-2A-3 was not known as the most agile fighter flying for the Marine Corps during the war. The Corps had inherited the airplane from the United States Navy when it was determined that its landing gear could not hold up to carrier operations. The Buffalo was built in a former car factory in Queens, New York, according to an Enterprise report appearing in the New York Times. The airplane was noticed by divers employed by the federal government conducting an underwater cleanup of trash around Midway Atoll in June. The airplane did not go down in combat. Researchers discovered that the airplane had landed short of the runway in February 1942, prior to the famed Battle of Midway. Lieutenant Charles W. Summers, Jr. was the pilot who missed the runway during a squall. The plane sank in the lagoon, but Lieutenant Summers reportedly swam to safety. National Naval Aviation Museum historian Hill Godspeed called the find an exciting discovery. The Pensacola, Florida Museum is normally home to the only surviving example of the airplane, which was pulled from the bottom of a Russian lake in 1998 and restored. That airplane is on loan to a museum in Finland, which flew the aircraft against the Soviets in the 1940s. Ever wonder how Britain's royals spend New Year's Day? Well, I can't speak for the Queen, but the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, was part of a team of first responders that undertook a search and rescue mission on New Year's Day shortly after midnight, but were unfortunately unable to locate a man who was reportedly swept out to sea by a large wave on the coast. The member of the royal family had just returned from a Christmas holiday with his wife, Kate, at her parents' home in Berkshire, and then a visit with his family in Sandringham, according to a report appearing in the London Evening Standard. The RAF Sea King, flown by Prince William, employed its searchlight to assist rescuers on the ground in their attempt to locate the missing person. However, the watch manager of the Crosby Coast Guard Station, Stuart Atkinson, said that they were unable to find the man. Following on to the new design of the pilot certificate a decade ago, the FAA has started issuing mechanic and repairman certificates with a new design on the back of their certificate, honoring Charles Taylor. Since the introduction of the updated airman certificate in 2003, the mechanic and repairman community have requested that FAA issue a certificate that represents the contributions of Mr. Charles E. Taylor. Now, who was he? Well, he served as the Wright Brothers mechanic and was credited with building the engine for the 1903 Wright Flyer. The new design will be printed on all original and replacement airman certificates issued after January 1, 2013, to the mechanics and repairmen. However, mechanic and repairman certificate holders are not required to replace their current plastic certificate, but if they wish, an airman may obtain the new style mechanic repairman certificate with Mr. Taylor's likeness by submitting a $2 replacement fee by visiting the registry's website, or by mailing a signed replacement request, or by completing an application for an added rating or other change. So in keeping with that spirit, would it be appropriate for balloonists to ask that our pilot certificates feature the Montgolfier brothers instead of the Wright brothers? I'm just thinking out loud. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.